Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight's discussion will be from the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 16, Galatians 5:16, which reads, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Verse 17. "For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other." This letter to the Galatians was written by the Apostle Paul. And Paul had to deal with the problem of the Judaizers. The Judaizers had come along and taught that the believing community must not only follow the gospel and the New Testament, but they must also follow the law of Moses. And so the Judaizers had introduced syncretism to these believers. And so telling these believers that they had fallen short of what God wanted because they were not also keeping the law, the nomos, the law. The law was fulfilled, Jesus himself said, that he had not come to destroy the law, that is the law of Moses, but to fulfill or complete the law. When Jesus said, "Tetelestai," on the Roman gibbet, finished. Jesus drew his substitutionary, sacrificial death, accomplished salvation for you and I. Therefore, you and I can be, we are justified by grace, by the grace of God. We are made right with God. We have a right relationship with God through Christ Jesus. And so, these believers were being taught, no, the gospel was incomplete. It was not enough. You must also follow the law as well. And Paul insisted that in chapter 5, verse 1, this is what Paul writes, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. And so it was important that these believers understand that Christ had set them free. Jesus had fulfilled the law, and that was it. And so Paul wanted these believers to understand the significance of the work of the Spirit of God in their lives. So in verse 16, he states, "So I say, live by the Spirit. Or order one's steps by means of the Spirit." It is incumbent upon believers to do this. When we order our steps within the sphere of the Spirit, which is what Paul is speaking about, we must order our behavior within the sphere of the Spirit, then we are free. Okay? When you and I do not, then we descend into the Sark's psychology or the Sark's way of being. That is, the flesh. And Paul talks about the works, or the energy of the flesh, what it's like, what it does, how it demeans the believer's life. And so the Sark is very powerful, and Paul wants believers to understand how to be free of the control of the Sark, and believers can do this by allowing themselves, that is, to submit their wills to the Spirit of God. That is, it is the giving over of one's will to the will of another. And when we do that, then we can order our lives, or order our steps, under the power of the Spirit of God. And so he writes, "So I say, order one's steps by the means of the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh." So the word here for gratify is epithumian, and it means to be engaged in behaviors that are contrary to the will of God. It means to follow lust patterns that cannot satisfy. They can become addictive, and one will become under the control of these various behaviors that are very destructive, that are counterproductive for the believer. He goes on in verse 17, "For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature." Now, I don't like the term sinful nature, because in the Greek the word is sarx, not sinful nature. In Paul's letter to the Romans, he talks about the sarx, or the flesh. And he does not use in the Greek the term sinful nature in speaking to believers. He says, he uses the term flesh. It is an ethical term. And the flesh moves believers into the sphere of moral and spiritual degradation. It is highly destructive. It moves the believer into the sphere of corruption. And so it is not sinful nature. You and I have been made partakers. Peter tells us that you and I have been made partakers of the divine nature. Of the divine nature. John tells us in 1 John that you and I have within our hearts the sperma of God. For the seed of God implanted within our lives. And so we are different beings. 1 John chapter 1 says that believers do sin occasionally, but because been born anew through the power of the Spirit of God, one does not practice sin. You and I, as believing ones, do not habitually practice sin. But we sin on occasion. And when those occasions occur in our lives, then 1 John 1:9 tells us that if we confess our sins, see, the sin question was settled by Jesus on Calvary. The sin question that separated us from God was settled by Jesus. But our sins, that happen occasionally. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us or to send off from us a debt that can never be repaid, a fame. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us because sin leaves a wound. And the wound that sin leaves, no matter how good we may think the sin is, all these wounds are cleansed by the blood of the Savior. You have a very powerful relationship with God. And it is imperative that you understand that God loves you. And you have a powerful relationship with him. You are conjoined to Christ, he in me and I in you. You have that conjoint relationship with him. You are members, you and I are members of the body of Christ, of his soma. And Christ is the kephale. He is the head of the body. And so, you and I have this wonderful salvation. And Paul wants us to understand that it is imperative to order our behavior, our walk, to walk through the sphere of the Spirit. And as we do so, our attitude will constantly change in a very dynamic manner. We will want to live lives that are pleasing to God. We desire to do his will. We want his will above our own. Because of that constancy of walking within the Spirit. Flesh does not want this. This is why in Galatians 2:20, Paul writes, I am, the word is ego, the word for I am, or ego I may, I am crucified with Christ. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. Paul understood this. Paul lived this. The ego self must be crucified if we are to walk or have an effective spiritual walk with God, if we are to walk by the Spirit. Good evening. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.